And this is a song that our family loves the most.
这是我们家里最喜欢的一首诗歌。
And when my wife and I first came to this church,
当我姊妹跟我刚来这个教会的时候，
and we have met so many wonderful brothers and sisters.
我们遇见了这么多很好的弟兄跟姊妹。
We gather together, and often we seldom, actually we seldom miss any meetings.
我们在一起，而且我们很少错失聚会。
And we treasured every opportunity that we may gather with all the brothers and sisters.
我们珍惜每一个能跟弟兄姊妹在一起聚会的机会。
Originally, I was not a singer.
基本上我不是一个能够唱歌的人。
And my wife, in my opinion, is a little inferior than me.
我的姊妹在我心中可能还比我差一点点。
I'm talking about singing.
我只是在讲唱歌这件事。
She is more excellent than me in every other respect.
她其他任何部分她都比我好。
I say this because she's here.
我这么讲是因为我姊妹今天在这里。
And when we first came to this church, we fell in love with singing hymns.
我们刚来这教会时，我们爱上了唱诗歌。
Though we were not good singers, but we sang hymns very loudly.
虽然我们不是很会唱歌人，但我们很大声的唱诗歌。
And more loudly I sang hymns, and it is easier for me to get into it.
我越大声唱诗歌，我就越能够融入。
And a lot of times, without knowing why, my whole spirit flows with the hymn.
很多时候不知道为什么我的整个灵就跟诗歌在一起。
And one day as we were singing the hymns,
有一天当我们在唱诗歌的时候，
and my wife told me, oh, I love this song.
我的姊妹说，我喜欢这一首诗歌。
And then, ever since, we love this song so much.
从那一天开始，我们就如此的喜欢这一首诗歌。
We have never seen Heavenly Father in the flesh.
我们从来没有看过天父的肉体。
We believe that He is more real than anything else, though.
但是我们却相信他是比任何事都真实。
And every time when we sing that this is my Father's will,
所以我们每一次唱这一首这是我天父的世界的诗歌时，
truly we forget all our sorrow.
所以我们就忘记了任何的不愉快。
We forget anything that bothers us.
我们就忘记了所有困扰我们的事。
And we just remember God reigns.
我们就只是相信神。
And so it becomes a sort of like a family anthem for us.
所以这就像是家里的家歌一样。
And throughout many years, we sing this hymn many times.
这么多年我们唱了不知道多少次。
And I don't need to explain to her, she doesn't need to explain to me, but when we sing the hymn, we know why.
我们彼此不用解释，但我跟我姊妹唱这首诗歌的时候，我们就知道为什么。
And we have a big hymn book.
我们有一个。
A big hymn book.
我们有一本很大的诗歌本。
I hope you will find a favorite song of your own.
我希望你能够也找到一首你最喜欢的诗歌。
And perhaps you will have a favorite song for your whole family.
也许也希望你们全家有一首最喜欢的诗歌。
Not that you know you favor one and then forget about the rest.
不是说你只喜欢一首，然后其他的诗歌就不管。
But when you have a favorite song together with someone you love.
但是你如果跟你爱的人中间有一首最喜欢的诗歌。
It's a wonderful thing.
这是一件非常美好的事。
You just have to try.
你必须要试试看。
Brothers and sisters, husband and wife, you can find a song that you love together and sing it out loud to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹还有夫妻们，你们应该要找到这么一首诗歌，然后一起大声唱给神听。
Our God is faithful.
我们的神是信实的。
And He shall reveal Himself to us while we sing to Him.
他会把他自己显给我们，当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候。
Okay, so let us open our Bible.
所以我们打开我们的圣经。
And I have a little burden to speak today on five chapters.
我今天有点负担，我要交通五章经节。
But I know it is not practical to speak on five chapters.
但我知道这不是很实际去讲五章。
Because I tried it last time to speak on two chapters from the book of Revelation.
因为我上次尝试要讲两章启示录。
And it was long, and I know that by second, third church, I lost almost everybody.
我知道这很长，当我讲到第二、第三个教会的时候，大家都已经跟不上我。
And so, I do not want to repeat my mistakes.
就不想要重复我的错误。
But it is an important message.
但是这是非常重要的信息。
So I would want to, help us all to focus on one point of these five chapters.
所以我希望我们大家都能够专注在一个重点上。
And that we shall find that Jesus opened with this burden for all of us in the beginning of this, of these five chapters.
那我们就会发现基督把他的 重点显示给我们。
So whether you open the Bible or the program sheet, let's read it together. John 13, verses 1 and 2.
约翰福音十三章一二节。
Now before the feast of the, whatever version you read. Now before the feast of the Passover, Jesus, knowing that his hour had come, that he would depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. Jesus has always, know what to do at what time.
耶稣永远知道在适当的时间做适当的事。
Because he was always guided by the Father.
因为他永远都是遵守父神的引领。
And Jesus told us that he does nothing on his own.
耶稣说他没有靠自己做任何一件事。
But whatever he hears from the Father and sees what the Father does, he do.
但是无论他从父那边看到什么，听到什么，他就如此行。
And Jesus is a perfect son that the Father wants.
耶稣是一个完美的儿子，对所有的父亲而言都是这样。
And he is the only begotten son of God.
他是神唯一的独生子。
God loves him.
神爱他。
He loves God.
他也爱神。
Such perfect love that human being can never fathom.
这种完美的爱，我们人中间是永远没办法达成。
Human being also talk about love a lot.
我们人类也常常讲爱。
And but then the version of our love is always about what I want.
但我们的爱永远是包含着说我要什么。
But the love of Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, is different.
但是呢，神独子耶稣的爱是不同的。
And his love is not circled around what he wants.
他的爱不是在于我要什么。
But what the Father wants.
而是在于父要什么。
And therefore, his love is more excellent.
所以他的爱是更超越的。
Therefore, his love is unique in this whole universe.
所以他的爱在这个整个宇宙上都是独特的。
And a lot of times, people talk about love in the church.
我们常常在教会里谈到爱。
And the reason why we talk about love in the church is because we know we love now differently from the people of the world.
我们为什么会在教会里谈爱？因为我们知道我们跟世界上的人的爱有很大的不同。
And everybody else in the world talks about love, but they talk about what they want.
世界上所有的人在讲爱，他们都是在讲我要什么。
But as we enter into His church and talk about love together,
但是我们既然来到神的教会，我们一起来讲爱。
We must learn from Jesus Christ and talk about what the Father wants.
我们必须要从耶稣基督学习，我们要学习父要什么。
And because we are very nearsighted people.
因为我们是非常短视的人。
And when we see hardship, we try to avoid it.
我们看到困难的事，我们就想要避免。
When we see advantageous thing, we try to take them.
我们看到有利的事，我们就要赶快得着。
And because we always want something.
因为我们永远都想要什么。
For ourselves.
为了我们自己。
But Jesus, he came to this earth with one mission, and that is to deliver what the Father wants.
但耶稣基督来到这个世界上只为了一个任务，那就是把父要他做的事完成。
And he was consistently tested and proven true to the commission of the Father.
他不断地接受试探，可是他一直都证明他在父面前是真实的。
So it doesn't matter what point of Jesus' life on earth that you enter.
所以并不重要在耶稣基督什么事，在他生命中任何什么阶段。
You would find with all the saints who read the Bible that Jesus always do the right thing at the right time.
所以我们会跟所有的圣徒一样，我们在读圣经的时候，我们会发现耶稣基督永远在正确的时间做正确的事。
And that is just amazing facts of the Bible.
这是非常非常奇妙的事实。
Now on that day, John 13, right at the opening, it says that now before the feast of the Passover.
所以呢，在约翰福音十三章一节，他们说在那一天，在逾越节的餐宴以前。
And we know that that is going also to be the last supper of Jesus with his disciples.
我们知道这也是耶稣基督跟门徒最后的晚餐。
But before that feast,
但是在这个晚餐之前，
And Jesus knew that the hour had come that he would depart of this world to the Father.
耶稣基督已经知道自己离世归父的时刻到了。
And I cannot try to explain what is the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ at that time.
我没有办法解释，也没有办法尝试解释当时耶稣基督的心境是如何。
But perhaps we can all think of it a little bit.
但是我们也许都可以想象一下
that he was about to leave this world and go back to the Father.
他将要离开这个世界，回到父那里去。
And Paul at one time tried to talk about something like that.
使徒保罗有一次也想要讲到类似的事。
And he said to leave you to go to the Father, it's better than anything.
他说，使徒保罗说，要离开你到父那边，这是世界上最好的事。
But because of you,
但是因着你。
And I don't know if that's exactly the same feeling that goes through Jesus' heart.
我不知道这是不是同样的感觉，在耶稣基督里，这是同样的感觉。
But Jesus knew the right thing to do at that right time.
但是我们知道。耶稣基督知道在那个适当的时间里做这件正确的事。
And before he leaves his people, he had to tell them what's in his heart.
当他要离开属他的人之前，他必须要告诉他们他心里有什么。
So what is in his heart?
但他的心里是什么呢？
It's very simple.
非常的简单。
His heart is love.
他的心就是爱。
AndHere it says, having loved his own who were in the world.
这里说主既然爱世间属自己的人。
And he does not want that, having loved his own, he does not want that love to end there.
既然爱属自己的人，他不希望这个爱如此结束。
And he continued to want to expound that love among his followers.
所以他希望继续这个爱在他的跟随他的人中间。
And therefore the Bible said he loved them to the end.
所以圣经上说他就爱他们到底。
And again, this is a very different love from all the love in the world.
我们知道这跟世界上所有的爱都很不相同。
And the love of the world ends when someone is departing.
世界上的爱，当一个人要离开的时候，这个爱就停止了。
And because love, as we understand it, is always relational, and it has to have some kind of contact point.
因为我们就我们所认知的到的爱，我们知道爱一定是在彼此的一种关系之中，一定要有接触。
And when two people are in love, they want to be together all the time.
当两个人相爱，他们随时都想要在一起。
And when two people are apart,
当两人分开的时候
the love.Is being tested immediately.
这个爱马上就接受试验。
And so if two people live apart, then they have to somewhat make the connection in order to keep the love going.
所以我们知道，如果两个人不在一起，他们两个必须要联络，才能够让这个爱能够继续持续。
So in other words, either the two people are physically touching, or through something else, they must be in touch.
我们知道这两个人，所以他们必须要实际上接触到彼此，或者要借由什么方式来跟彼此联络。
In order for the love to continue.
就是为了让爱能够持续。
And that's what we understand.
这是我们了解的。
And Jesus having loved his own, he wants to love them to the end.
我们知道耶稣既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And we must think, how can anyone love us to the end?
我们就会想想看，怎么可能有一个人爱我们到底？
And if Jesus is to leave us today,
如果耶稣今天要离开我们，
And how can Jesus love us to the end?
那他离开我们，他要怎么爱我们到底？
And therefore, when we continue reading on John 13, 14, 15, 16, and then 17,
所以我们继续读13、14、15、16，然后17章,
then we realize Jesus is explaining how this love can carry us all the way to the end.
那我们就了解耶稣基督是跟我们解释这个爱如何能够一直爱我们到最终。
Let us read the end part of this passage.
我们一起来读最后的圣经。
John 17 verses 23 to 26.
约翰福音17章23到26。
Together.
我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来。
也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。 The love that Jesus Christ talked about is unique in the whole creation.
耶稣基督谈论的爱在所有的创造者之间都是非常独特的。
It was never heard of, never seen of before.
从来没有被听过，从来也没有被看过的。
Jesus referred this to be my glory.
耶稣基督讲这个爱说是我的荣耀。
And because he says in verse 24, this is my glory which you have given me.
因为在第17章24节中，他说：“这是我的荣耀，你已经给我的荣耀。”
For you loved me before the foundation of the world.
因为在创造世界以前，你已经爱我了。
There is a love in the Father's heart.
父的心中有一个爱。
Which existed before the foundation of the world.
这个爱在创造世界之前已经存在。When
the Father has given the Son of this love.
当父亲把这个爱给这个子的时候,
the Son considered it my glory.
这个儿子就把他想象说，就认为这是我的荣耀。
To be loved by the Father of heaven is my glory.
能够被天父爱是我的荣耀。
And this love existed before the foundation of the world.
这个爱在创造世界以前已经存在了。
But we find it not only. But we find it so wonderful, it's not because it stopped there.
我们发现这是这么的美妙，因为并不就此停止。
As we read these five chapters together,
当我们一起读这五章圣经,
we find out that it is the burden of Jesus' heart that he wants to pass on this love to all those who belong to him.
我们知道这是耶稣基督的负担，他要把这个爱传递到所有属他的人。
And having loved his own, he wants to love them to the end.
既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
And this is such a wonderful passage for all of us who believe in him.
这是伟大的信息，对我们所有相信他的人而言。
The glory, John 17 verse 22.
约翰福音17章22节。
It says that the glory which you have given me, I have given to them.
这讲到说，你给我这个荣耀，我已经给他们。
That they may be one.
他们就能够合而为一。
Just as we are one.
就像我们本来就是唯一。
This is a love that is so unique that nobody has ever talked about.
这是如此独特，从来之前没有人谈论过。
And this love is so unique that it's in the Father, and that can be given to the Son, and is now given to Jesus' own.
这个爱是如此的独特，因为它是父的，父可以给子，那子呢？耶稣基督要把这个爱给属于他的人。
And what would it accomplish?
所以这个能够完成什么事呢？
If Jesus says, so that they may be one, just as we are one.
就像耶稣基督说，他们能够合而为一，就像如此，本来就是一。
It's not the Chinese version, united to be one, but they can be one.
不是像中文一样，合而为一，是本来就唯一。
Just as the Godhead is one.
就像神本来就是一。
We know this is the greatest gospel. It must be the greatest gospel of all.
我们知道这是最伟大的福音。
That in Jesus' heart, because of this glory commissioned to the Son,
因为在耶稣的心中，因为这个荣耀已经给了子。
And that he received a love from the Father,
他从父那边得到很多。
So that he can pass on this love to all his own.
所以他能够把这些爱全部都能够给属他自己的人。
And the end result of this process is that every one of us can be one, just as the Godhead as one.
所以我们知道在这个最后，这个结果就是所有的人都能够得到这个爱的人都能够成为一。
Now, a lot of times we talk about love in a wedding ceremony.
我们知道我们常常在婚礼里头谈到爱。
And we also know it is biblical to talk about Christ and the church representing, in the wedding ceremony, the bridegroom and the bride.
我们知道呢，在婚礼里头，我们也常常谈到圣经上新郎跟新娘就像是耶稣基督跟教会。
And we know that from Paul's mouth in the book of Ephesians that when two people in love, that this love brings them together, that two may become one.
我们知道在以弗所书里头，保罗说，当两个人彼此相爱，这两个人可以合而为一。
And that is from two to become one.
那是从二为一。
That is a love as a testimony.
那是爱的见证。
But here, John is talking about love which is not necessarily, can be seen by others, but it realized within each one of us.
但这里约翰谈到的爱并不见得能够被大家看到，但是我们大家都能够领会。
And it is, this love is one in its origin in the Godhead.
我们知道这个爱的源头本来就是一，就是神的爱。
So if someone say,Go love your brother, go love your sister, and then you and him or her become one.
所以如果有人跟你讲，去爱你的弟兄，去爱你的姊妹，所以你们两个人就合一。
And that seems to be something we can do.
这好像是一件我们能做的事。
But when here it says that this love that Jesus is talking about will make us all one as one in the Godhead.
所以我们知道基督这里谈到的爱能够让我们成为这个一，就像神的一一样。
Then we know that the important thing is not for us immediately to do something, but to see something.
所以我们知道这里重要的是，并不是要我们马上去做什么事，而是我们要能够有到看见。
What shall we see?
我们应该要看见什么
？We shall see what Jesus see in us.
我们必须要看到耶稣在我们身上看到了什么
？Because we did not ask to be one with anybody else.
因为我们并不是说我们要跟别人合一。
It's not like he and I don't get along and I need to be one with him.
不是说我们两个人处不好，所以我们两个要合一。
It is not originated from me.
这不是从我身上来。
Or from him.
或从他身上来。
But it's from God, from Jesus.
而这是从神。从耶稣来的。
He wants to love us so that we may realize that we are one.
所以他是如此的爱我们，所以我们能够了解到我们本来就是一个。
So the important thing is to see what Jesus see in each one of us.
所以重要的是我们要看到神在我们身上的心意是什么。
And why he looked at us as something so precious.
他为什么看我们是如此如此的宝贵
？That not only he wants to love us, but then so that we may become one, so that we may be one.
并不只是他想要如此的爱我们，而是他想要我们能够成为这个一。
And then we know, starting from John 13 all the way to 17, Jesus is set out to finish this work for us.
所以我们知道从约翰福音十三一直到十七节呢就是为这个心意而做铺陈。
As we see what Jesus will do in these five chapters,
当我们看到耶稣为在这五章要做什么的时候
and as we realize what everything that Jesus is about to do, it is impossible for us to follow.
但我们能够看到耶稣基督将要做的事是我们几乎没有办法跟随的。
Because Jesus has said so, therefore we know it has to be true.
但是 我们知道既然耶稣基督已经如此说，所以这件事一定是真的。
And Jesus loved his own.
耶稣基督爱属他自己的人。
He knows that he loves every one of us.
他知道他爱我们每一个人。
Do we know that he loves us?
我们知道他爱我们吗？
How do you know that he loves us?
你如何知道呢？
And you know, love is something we talk about as humanly speaking. It has to be in touch with. Then I know something is, you know, some love is happening.
我们知道，就我们人的眼光而言，爱就是必须要两个人能够接触才能够发生。
Love is a relational thing.
爱是一种跟接触有关的事。
The Father has love for all of us, His creation.
父爱了他所有 受造的。
But then, because he cannot come to get in touch with us.
但是因为他自己不能够来接触我们。
And therefore, we never know that God loves us.
所以我们从来不知道神爱我们。
Until Jesus Christ was sent to this world,
直到耶稣基督被差遣来这个世界。
He was born as a baby.
他生而为成一个人的样式。
And he grew up as human being grew up on earth.
他长大就像是普通人长大一样。
And he was tested thoroughly, within and without that he is the Son of God.
他完全的被试验，不管他是不是神的儿子。
When he was established as the Son of God,
当他已经完全成为神的儿子的时候，
then he made contact with human beings.
这时候他跟人开始接触。
We know the first 30 years of Jesus' life on earth, he did not make much contact with people.
我们知道耶稣基督在人世上的前30年，他没有跟人有很大的接触。
But when he started to come out in public ministry,
当我们知道他开始向外传福音的时候，
he never turned anyone away.
他从来没有拒绝过任何人。
Because he came to be in touch with human beings.
因为他来跟人接触。
The Father God in heaven, no one can be in touch with.
我们知道天上的父没有人能够跟他接触。
But the Son of God came to this world, and his purpose is to get in touch with all of us.
那我们知道神子来世界上的目的就是要跟我们每一个人接触。
Everyone who has a need and asks, and everyone who does not know how to ask, and this Jesus walked by, he will satisfy people.
我们你有任何需要，你就要求。当耶稣基督在我们旁边的时候，我们跟他要求，他就答应。
And he came to reveal the Father's heart is greater than anybody can ever imagine.
他来显示了父神的心是能够超过我们任何人所能够想象。
He came to save all the sinners and all the sick.
他来拯救所有的罪人，治愈所有生病的。
He would not shun anybody.
他不会拒绝任何人。
He would not turn down anyone's request.
他不会拒绝任何人的要求。
Because Jesus Christ has this love in him that he must live it out for the Father.
因为耶稣基督有这个爱在他的心里，他一定要为父神而活出这个爱。
But then, still, people are people. The Son of God is the Son of God.
然而实际上呢，人还是人，神子还是神子。
And after numerous miracles that Jesus Christ did for them,
当经过如此多的神迹以后，
It stirred up one thing among the people.
这人的心中就起来一件事。
People want more.
人想要更多。
How much more that Jesus can give?
还有多少耶稣基督可以给你呢？
And everybody wants to be healed. Everybody wants to be blessed.
每一个人都想要被治愈，每一个人都想要被祝福。
And as if our life existing on earth is about getting good health and getting blessings.
就好像我们在世界上的目的就是为了要健康，而且能够受到祝福。
But Jesus Christ came not to do what he wants.
但我们知道耶稣基督来世界上不是来做他自己想要做的事。
He came to do what the Father wants.
他来做父神想要做的事。
And what the Father wants is exactly what is called love.
但父神想要的事就是爱。
The Father wants to have his son.
父神想要他的儿子。
Completely understand his love and express his love always.
他想要他的儿子完全全全的了解这个爱，而且能够传达这个爱。
And the son realized that.
这个 子了解到这件事。
This is the glory of the Father.
这是父神的荣耀。
Now it's given to him.
这个父神荣耀已经给了耶稣基督。
And as far as Jesus Christ is concerned, this is the best things of all.
就耶稣基督而言，这是世界上最好的事。
And he wants to pass this on to everyone that belongs to him.
他想要把这个爱传给所有属他的人。
And therefore, he spoke a long, long message.
所以他说了这个非常非常长的这一篇。
And at the end of this long message, he prayed.
在这一篇讯息的最后，耶稣基督祷告。
And Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to express the Father's love,
耶稣基督来到世界来传达父神的爱。
And that's going to cost him everything.
这会叫他付出所有的代价。
And he has to die upon the cross and to spill his blood to redeem all of us.
他必须死在十字架上，然后用他的鲜血来救赎我们所有的人。
And what is to redeem all of us?
如何救赎我们所有的人？
That is to buy us back.
而是要把我们买回来。
And so that he can legitimately and legally have ownership over all of us.
把我们买回来，他能够合法的、完全的拥有我们。
And so therefore, when Jesus said, having loved his own,
所以当耶稣基督说，既然爱属他自己的人，
then we know Jesus Christ is not only about to, not only have chosen these people, and call them his own.
所以我们知道耶稣基督不只是拣选了这些人，选择这些人。
But then he has to pay a price to take ownership of these people.
我们知道他不只是选择，他必须要还要付一个代价，才能够得到这些人的所有权。
But who is able to give the price of redemption?
但是谁能够付这个救赎的代价呢？
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, did.
神的儿子耶稣基督付了这个代价。
He alone is ready and willing and able.
我们只有耶稣基督能够随时都肯，他能够。
And he alone can close the deal.
只有他能够完成这个交易。
You know, a lot of people want to sell houses these days.
我们知道最近很多人都想要卖房子。
And a lot of people want to buy cheap houses these days.
很多人想要买便宜的房子。
But then those who know about buying and selling know that there are three requirements about every transaction.
So 我们知道每一笔房地产的交易买卖中间都必须有三个要求。
And that is someone has to be ready,
必须要准备好了
willing,
愿意
and able,
又能够有这个权利。
Now if everybody is, you know, has all these requirements,
如果每一个人都能够有这些要求满足的话
，Well then the price will keep going up.
我们知道价钱就会一直往上
，until someone is not able.
直到有人不能。
You follow what I'm saying?
你能够知道我在讲什么吗
？Who can pay the price to take ownership of me?
谁能够付买到我拥有我这个价钱
？And you?
还有你。
Jesus Christ can.
只有耶稣基督能。
And his life is perfect. That's why John talked about him as the Lamb of God.
他的生命是完美的，因为所以约翰才说他是神的羔羊。
And his disciples at that point kind of know, kind of not know, oh, they actually belong to Jesus.
当时呢，他的门徒有点知道，又不那么清楚，他们是属于耶稣基督。
Just like many Christians today.
就像我们今天很多的基督徒一样。
A lot of times we think we after we believe in Jesus Christ and I'm healed, I'm protected, I'm blessed.
很多时候我们相信哦，当我们已经信主以后，我们就能够得到治愈，得到祝福。
But actually, all this benefit comes from the root cause, and that is on redemption.
事实上，所有这些事迹都是能够从最根本来，这个最根本就是救赎。
The reason why we can be healed and continue to be blessed is because Christ owns us.
我们能够治愈，能够被保守的原因，最基本原因是因为基督拥有我们。
And, you know, when a very, very poor, miserable man,
当一个非常可怜、贫穷的人,
and he take ownership of a house,
当他拥有一个房子的时候,
But he does not have enough food to sustain himself.
可是他自己却没有吃不饱。
He doesn't have enough money to pay the mortgage.
他没有钱来付这个贷款。
Or turn on the sprinkler and all the utility.
甚至也没有办法接水电或者是浇花草。
And over time, you find out that the house is going to be run down very quickly.
我们知道过一段时间呢，这个房子就会开始残破不堪。
And that is the reason why Jesus Christ needs to redeem many of us.
这就是呢，耶稣基督必须要救赎我们。
Because by nature, we are not able to take care of the house that God has given each one of us.
因为我们知道呢，就天然而言，我们没有办法照顾神给我们的这个房子。
So Jesus Christ redeemed us.
所以耶稣基督 救赎了我们,
and he sent within us the Holy Spirit to take a pledge as his ownership. And so therefore now this house is owned by God.
我们知道现在呢，这座房子就是归神所有。
Now my body and my whole being belongs to God.
那我的全人，现在我的全人全身都是属神。
And now I am, you know, whatever I need. Oh, I got sick here. The window is broken there.
所以我们知道，不管我现在需要什么，我身上的窗户破了。
What are you gonna do?
你要做什么呢？
Tell the owner.
告诉房屋的所有人。
And he will immediately come to restore us.
所以他会马上来我们身上，来能够让我们恢复。
Why? Because he owns us.
为什么呢？因为他 拥有我们,
it is rightful for us to ask.
这是对我们而言是理所当然，我们就要如此要求。
So when we are sick, we just need to ask the owner.
所以当我们生病的时候，我们就只要要求我们的所有者。
And when there is something broken, we just ask the owner.
当有什么东西破掉的时候，我们只要要求这个所有者。
When we are being threatened in any way, we just tell the owner.
当我们被威胁，不管是任何方式，我们就是跟我们的所有者要求。
All the healing and blessing because Jesus Christ redeemed us and he owned us.
所有的救赎以及祝福都是来自于耶稣基督救赎了我们，而且他拥有我们。
And then we know that now we are a people of Christ.
所以我们知道我们是属于基督的一群人。
But of Christ does not just stop there, that he take ownership of us.
但我们知道属基督的人并不只是说他拥有我们。
The book of John, and in particularly in John 13 all the way to 17, it speaks of another aspect of the ownership of Christ.
约翰福音13到17章里头特别讲到这个所有权的另外一个方面的表示。
Not only we belong to Christ,
并不仅仅是我们属于基督,
and we are in him,
我们还在他里头。
And the other aspect of this is that Christ is also in us.
这另外一方面来讲, 基督也在我们里头。
Now, my wife and I own a house.
我的姊妹跟我拥有一个房子。
And we, together, two of us, in a house.
我们两个人一起在这个房子里。
So, in the morning, she goes to work.
早上她去工作。
And sometimes we go out too. I go out too.
有时候呢，我也去出去。
And then in the evening, sometimes I come back early, sometimes she comes back early.
当傍晚的时候，有时我先回来，有时她先回来。
And then when we see each other in the house, do we find ourselves strange about it?
当我们看到我们两个人在房间里，我们会觉得哦，看到陌生人了吗？
No, we co-own the house. Nothing strange about it.
不会，因为我们两个人都是这个房子的所有者。
If we go out and come back and find a stranger in the house, then something is wrong.
如果我们出去，我们回到房子里，看到一个陌生人，我们知道，哎，有些事情不对了。
So what is to take ownership of a house?
所以如何才能够得到房屋的所有权？
Not only we are now in a new house that Christ owned,
不只是我们现在在这个耶稣基督拥有的房子里头，
but Christ has the legitimate right to be in it.
但我们知道耶稣基督他也有这个合法的所有权，他必须也在这个房子里。
So Jesus Christ keeps talking about we in him.
所以耶稣基督一直在讲我们在他里面。
Talking about he purchased us and then he owns us.
一直在讲他买了我们，而且他拥有我们。
But then in order for Jesus Christ to love us to the end, we have to recognize the second aspect of this is that He in us.
为了耶稣基督能够永爱我们属我们到底我们必须知道他也在我们里头
And for this, Jesus Christ gave all the messages in 13 all the way to 17.
为了这些原因呢耶稣基督在13章到17章里头一直在讲这件事
Now we briefly look at each of these chapters. What are they talking about?
我们现在很快的看看这几章看他们在讲些什么
And I can only highlight them a little bit.
我只能够简短的讲。
So if you have time, you can go home and open the Bible and try to follow.
如果你有时间，你可以打开你的圣经。
John 13 basically talk about Jesus Christ is demonstrating the necessity of washing feet of his disciples.
在约翰福音十三章里头，基本上是讲到耶稣基督要说必须为什么要洗脚。
And chapter 14, Jesus Christ talk about believe me and greater works shall you do also.
第十四章讲到说，耶稣基督说：“相信我，你就能够做更大的事。”
And then chapter 15 talks about the vine that will bear fruit.
第十五章讲到能够结果子的葡萄树。
Chapter 16 talks about the Holy Spirit that brings the reality of life.
第十六章讲到属灵的实际启示和生命。
So over here, these four chapters, we see a repeated emphasis by Jesus Christ.
所以在这四章中，我们看到。耶稣基督一直在强调一件事
That is that there is this people who belongs to him.
我们知道有这些人属他的
And he is also in these people.
他也在这些人中间
And so therefore, how can this relationship be established firmly?
所以 这种关系要能够如何能够强壮的维持呢
And we know all Christians, we, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we are redeemed and to belong to the same household.
所以我们知道所有的基督徒借由血的救赎我们就属于耶稣基督同样的耶稣基督家里
So the Bible says if there's anyone in Christ, he is found a new creation.
所以我们知道说任何属基督的人他就是一个新造
Why are we a new creation? Because we belong to Christ.
我们为什么是新造？因为我们属于基督。
And every one of us can be now found in Christ.
所以我们每一个人都能够，我们能够在耶稣基督里头发现我们每一个人。
And so therefore we know, oh, this is great, this is redemption, and we all belong to Him.
我们知道说，哦，这很好，这就是救赎，我们都属他。
But then we must continue to discover this wonderful benefit in Christ.
我们必须要继续不断地发掘这个好处在基督里。
And as we continue to mature as a Christian,
当我们基督徒的生命继续成熟的时候
then we know that Christ is actually very eager to be in us as well.
当我们生命渐渐成熟的时候我们知道基督也非常想要在我们里面。
And if anyone loves someone,
如果任何一个人爱另外一个人
he does not want this love to be a one-way street.
他并不想要这个爱只是单方面单行道。
If I years ago start to pursue my wife,
当我很多年前我开始去追我的太太。
If I only I love her, I adore her, I admire her, but that's only about me.
如果我爱她，我欣赏她，可这只是我。
If she did not love me back,
如果她并不也，如果她不爱我
，You wouldn't see our son sitting there.
你就不会看到我们的儿子坐在那里。
Love has to be relational.
爱必须是彼此互相。
And it has to be mutual.
是必须要互相的。
Christian, we understand God's love. He has loved us. He has paid a price for us.
我们基督徒，我们了解神的爱，他爱我们，他也为我们付了代价。
But then, God wants to carry this love further for us.
但我们知道神，他必须，他想要这个爱能够更深。
To love us to the end.
爱我们直到永远。
Simply put, is he wants us to love him back just the same as he loves us.
所以他也想要我们能够爱他，就像他爱我们一样。
But you know, to love someone else needs us to pay a price.
但我们知道，如果我们要爱什么人，我们也要付一个代价。
And God knows that we cannot pay any price on our own.
但是主知道我们自己不能够付任何代价。
So just like a long-suffering God Himself.
所以就像一个很长的一个受困，就
很久忍耐的神。
很久忍耐的神。
And He just keep waiting and waiting for us to grow up and to be mature.
他就一直一直的苦苦的等待，让我们能够成长。
And so that until one day we may respond to His love by saying, "God, I love you too."
所以直到希望能够等到有那么一天，我们就能够跟神说，神，我也爱你。
I now realize that not only I live in you, but you actually have been living in me.
所以那一天我们知道，不只是我活在你里头，你一直也活在我里头。
Just like the Son of God Himself says that the Father is in me and I in Him.
就像神子说的，我在神里头，神也在我里头。
And when he was able to do that, then he can pass on this love to someone else.
当他能够了解到这个时候，他还能够把这个爱能够传递。
Jesus Christ wants us to love one another.
耶稣基督希望我们彼此相爱。
Because from his perspective, we are supposed to be one.
因为就他的观点而言，我们本来就是一。
And in God'sside of the transaction, all this is already done.
就神那边的观点而言，这些所有的事情事工都已经完成了。
But we have to see it on our side as a human being on earth.
但就一个人的观点而言，我们必须要看到这些已经完成了。
We have to see each other as Christ in them.
我们必须看每一个人都像是基督也在他们里头。
And I love him because Christ is in me.
我爱他们，因为基督也在我里头。
And they are loving me because Christ is in them.
他们爱我是因为基督也在他里面。
And together we are one.
在一起我们就是那个一。
So chapter 13, Jesus Christ talked about that he prepared himself to wash his feet, wash the feet of the disciples.
所以第十三章讲到耶稣基督洗门徒的脚。
And Peter,immediately protest. No, no, you cannot do this.
就彼得马上抗议说，不不，你不可以这样做。
Now Peter was a very direct person.
我们知道彼得是一个很直接的人。
When in doubt, he asked.
有疑问的时候，他就会发问。
Now some of us, when we are in doubt, we don't ask.
我们中间有些人有问题的时候，我们不会问。
Now Peter is not like that. When he sees something is not right, he just say it right away.
但彼得不是这个样子，他看到有话，他就说。
And we must thank God for Peter because without Peter asking, we don't know why Jesus washed their feet.
我们必须为着彼得感谢神，因为如果彼得没有发这个问的时候，我们就不知道耶稣为什么要洗我们的脚。
So Jesus answered verse 8 says, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me."
所以耶稣基督在第八节里头回答说，我若不洗你，你就与我无份了。
Jesus washed the feet of his disciples.
耶稣基督洗他门徒的脚。
Because the disciples is his.
因为这些门徒是属他的。
And because he wants to love them.
因为他想要爱他们。
Now, if I cannot wash your feet,
如果我没有办法洗你的脚,
then that means you are no part with me.
那就表示你与我无份。
Now, when my baby was born,
当我的小孩子出生的时候,
I wash him.
我洗他。
All over.
全身上下的洗。
Right?
对不对?
Now one time I forget to wash behind his ears.
有一次我忘了洗他的耳朵后头。
No, actually I never knew he need to be washed behind his ears.
事实上那时候我从来不知道耳朵后头也要洗。
Because I was the, first time being a father.
因为那时我是第一次当爸爸。
And so I washed everything thoroughly except behind his ears.
所以我把他全身都洗得很干净，除了他耳朵后头。
But then the first, right after baby bath, He smelled okay.
我们知道刚开始是可以，这样没问题。
But then hours later, it just doesn't smell right.
但是呢，过了一阵子以后，他就闻起来有点不对。
I just kind of like searched all over him. What went wrong?
我就一直在他身上看到底哪里不对。
I changed the diaper again and again. It doesn't help.
我一直换尿布，就是没有办法。
Oh, forget to wash behind his ears.
哦，我就最后就发现哦，我忘了洗他耳朵后头。
Well, that's a human mistake.
这是人犯的错误。
And Jesus Christ, he came to wash Peter's feet.
耶稣基督来洗彼得的脚。
And all the disciples' feet.
所有门徒的脚。
He willingly do so.
他愿意如此做。
And as his own, as Jesus' own people.
就像耶稣基督拥有这些人
，and we did not protest anymore，
我们就不再抗议了。
Just like baby in Jesus' bosom，
就像婴儿在耶稣基督手中。
Wash me, wash me thoroughly, wash me behind the ears, wash me completely clean, that I may completely belong to you.
就像这个小婴儿对父母说，哦，洗我，洗我，彻底的洗我，所以我就可以完全的属你。
I do not want any filth to be left behind me.
我不想要身上任何的地方没被洗到。
I am only a baby. If you don't wash me, there will always be a part of me that is dirty.
我只是一个小婴儿，如果你不洗我，我身上一定会有个地方是不干净。
Because I can never wash myself.
因为我自己没有办法洗。
Jesus Christ's love for all of his own is so real.
耶稣基督爱我所有属他的人是如此的真实。
And the Father wants to wash us, but he can't.
天父想要洗我们，但是他没有办法。
He has this love for us. He wants to save us, not to destroy us.
他对我们有这个爱，他想要救我们，他不想要毁灭我们。
So he sent his son to wash our feet.
所以他把他的儿子送来洗我们的脚。Not
only he will purchase us with his blood, but he washed us continuously so that we will smell good.
不只是他用他的血救赎我们，他还会一直洗我们，让我们能够干净。
But this is the first part, right? We are in him.
第一部分，我们在他里头。Verse
17, Jesus said, "If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them."
第17节讲到，你们既知道此事，若去行。
Oh, as we grow up.
当我们长大时,
oh, one day, you know, we may have a younger brother and sister. We need to wash them.
当我们长大以后，有一天我们可能会有个弟弟或妹妹,
one day we may have children of our own. We need to wash them.
有一天我们有自己的小孩,
and Jesus is talking about the relationship of love here, of course.
我们知道耶稣基督在这里是讲爱的关系。
And in verse 34, he says, "A new commandment I give to you."
第34节他讲到，我给你们一条新的命令。
That you love one another, even as I have loved you.
乃是你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
That you also love one another.
你们也要彼此相爱。
And loving one another has become our calling now.
彼此相爱好像成为一个口号。
是神对我们的呼召。 We need to wash each other.
神对我们的呼召，我们必须要彼此洗。
Take care of each other.
彼此照顾。
And that is called loving one another.
这就是彼此相爱。
Loving one another is not just to forgive and forget.
彼此相爱并不是只是说彼此原谅或者忘记。
And here Jesus Christ wants to want us to express the love as the love that is in him.
耶稣基督想要我们表达这个爱，这个爱就像是在他身上的爱一样。
So if we see a brother and sister fallen in weakness,
所以我们看到一个弟兄姊妹在软弱中,
they find out that they cannot help themselves, they cannot wash themselves.
我们发现这个弟兄姊妹他自己没有办法帮忙自己，他自己没有办法给自己洗澡。
That's the time we have to act.
这就是我们要行动的时候。
Now, it is easier to say than done, some say.
说得容易，做比较难。
So therefore, chapter 14.
所以第14章。
Chapter 14, verse 11, Jesus said, "Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me."
所以第14章11节中讲到，你们当信我，我在父里面，父在我里面。
And when we find out that this is something greater than us, we cannot do.
我们发现这件事情对我们而言太难，我们做不到。
And Jesus has to remind us, it's not we are the one doing it.
所以耶稣基督就提醒我们，不是我们来做。
When we cannot do it, then believe in Jesus.
当我们没办法做的时候，我们就相信耶稣。
That the Father is in him and he is in the Father.
他在父里头。 父也在他里头。
And Jesus said, "Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves."
不然呢, 即或不信, 也当因我所做的事信我。
And verse 12, Jesus says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also."
在第12节中, 耶稣基督说道, 我实实在在地告诉你们, 我所做的事, 信我的人也要做, 并且要做比这更大的事。
You see, when we believe in Jesus and do it,
所以我们知道我们相信耶稣，而且我们要做这件事的时候，
There is nothing impossible.
没有不可能的事。
If I cannot love my brother,
如果我没有办法爱我的弟兄，
great, come back and believe in Jesus some more.
没有关系，我们就回到耶稣基督那边，我们来信他。
The calling remains the same, though.
这个呼召是一样的。
When we realize we cannot love our brother and our sister,
当我们发现我们没办法爱我们的弟兄或姊妹的时候，
then realize that we have to come back to Jesus.
这时候我们就了解到我们必须要回到耶稣。
And believe in him some more.
信他，
更加信他。 What is the meaning of believe in him?
这个到底什么是信他呢？
Believe that he has already taken ownership of me.
相信他已经得到我们的所有权。
Meet him in your very core being.
在你的心里深处来接触他。
He is not far away from you.
他并不是离我们很远。
He is right inside of you.
他就在我们身体。
He has taken ownership of us.
因为他已经得到我们的所有权。
As we recognize he is the Lord of my house.
当我们承认他是我的房屋的主的时候，
All I need to do is to listen to him and then I can help my brother and sister.
所以我们唯一要做的事我们就是听他的指示，那我们就能够帮忙我的弟兄姊妹。
And Jesus said something marvelous. Greater works than these he will do.
耶稣说了很奇妙的事，他你们能够做更大的事。
Because I go to the Father.
因为我往父那里去。
What are these greater works?
这更大的事是什么呢？
Is that greater works by virtue?
这是更大的，靠你自己生命更大的事吗？
更大的美德吗？
更大美德吗？
No, the virtue is the same.
美德是一样的。
But why greater works?
为什么是更大的事？
Because it's now. Well, let me try to illustrate this.
让我想个例子来介绍。
Huh? I can, she's trying to help me, but I'm not listening right now.
这姊妹想要帮忙我，但我听不到。
When a father and a son is going out to do something together,
当父与子想要到外头一起做一些事的时候，
the son was a little boy.
这个儿子是个小男孩。
The father was a mature man.
爸爸是成人。
And the little boy, he barely can, you know, they strap on a tool belt and then they go into the backyard to build a house.
他们这个小男孩呢，他就把这个工作的腰带弄上，他们一起到后面要盖房子。
You know, when the father is pounding the nails into the wood.
当我们知道他爸爸在锤这个钉子，要把钉子锤到木头里。
Someone may say great work.
很多人会说哦，很好的工作。
But when the son gingerly put a nail there and then pound one nail into the wood.
那我们知道，当这个儿子呢，也放一个钉子在那边，想要把钉子敲到木头里。
The father will call the son's work greater work.
当这时候，他的爸爸会说，这个儿子做的工作是更好的。
As a father's heart,
一个父亲的心
，he look at his son's working.
他看他的儿子工作
，he will always praise the son.
他永远都会赞美他的儿子。
It is not about the finished product that is greater.
这并不是说这最后的这个结果是更大更好。
It is the sight of the son is now maturing up.
这是这个儿子已经足够长成。
It is now the time for the next generation to come.
这是已经能够让下一代能够来的时候。
And the father knows that soon he can sit down and rest.
这个爸爸能够知道，很快的，他能够就能够坐下来好好休息。
The father may have built this house this much.
这个爸爸也许建造了这个房子如此多。
As he sees many many sons are there starting to do the same thing as himself.
当他看到很多很多儿子，就像跟他一样的在做这件事，在盖这个房子。
And his eyes is seeing way, way beyond of what is being built.
当他的眼睛就看到比他已经完成的还更远更远。
The father sees greater works shall he do.
这个爸爸看到了有更伟大的工作会被完成。
Altogether, God not only purchased us so that we belong to him.
所以我们知道神他不只是买了我们，所以我们属他。
He is raising us up so that we can be useful in him.
他想要我们能够，他能够让我们成长，让我们能够对他成为有用的人。
When we find out we cannot,
当我们发现我们不行的时候，
we have to look at it from the Father's perspective.
所以我们就要从父的观点来看。
From Jesus' perspective on to his children.
从耶稣基督的观点来看他的孩子。
There is no jealousy when the son can do as good as the father.
我们知道这是没有嫉妒的，当一个儿子能够跟爸爸做的一样好的时候。
And when my son excels better than me,
当我的儿子做得比我更好的时候，
I would always be happier.
我永远都是高兴的。
That is the love from the father to the son.
这就是父对子的爱。
When the son did his best to glorify his father,
当我们知道这个儿子在用他的权力来荣耀这个父的时候，
In the son's heart, he did not think it's greater work than the father.
虽然在儿子的心中，他并不认为这个工作做得比爸爸更好。
And that's what I received from this chapter.
这是我从这一章中得着的。
Other people may have other explanation.
你们或许会有不同的解读。
But I hope that our focus from these chapters are that God wants us all.To reciprocate in this love.
但我希望大家能够从这一章得到讯息，神希望我们能够彼此互相分享这个爱。
That we may mature in Him and do what the Son Jesus Christ is doing in our lives as well.
所以我们希望我们能够做这件事，做他的儿子耶稣基督做的事。
If we truly follow Jesus Christ's footsteps,
如果我们真正的跟随耶稣基督的脚步，
we will never feel we are doing any time greater work than Jesus Christ.
我们从来没有办，我们可能没办法感觉我们会比耶稣基督做更大的工作。
But when we identify with Jesus' heart,
但是我们如果了解到耶稣基督的心，
we should understand His heart is for us to do greater works.
我们知道他的心意是要我们做更大的工作。
Greater works shall we do?
我们就要做更大的事。
Jesus Christ died on the cross once for all to set us all free.
耶稣基督死在十字架上一次来让我们每一个人都自由。
Not only forgive our sins, but make us useful in his redemption.
不只是赦免我们的罪，而且是要让我们在他的救赎里头成为有用的人。
Greater work shall we do.
我们要做更大的事。
And quickly, chapter 15 talk about the vine that is going to bear fruit.
第十五章讲到葡萄树结果子。
Verse 3 says, You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
第三节讲到，你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Verses 12 and 13 says, "This is my commandment that you love one another."
第十二章讲到你们要彼此相爱。第十二节讲到你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样，这是我的命令。
Greater love has no one than this, than one lay down his life for his friends.
人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。
And so therefore, we are to learn how to love.
所以我们现在要学习如何去爱。
To lay down our lives in order for us to love others.
为舍命让我们能够彼此相爱。
And verse 16, Jesus said, You did not choose me, but I chose you.
第十五章十六节，不是你们拣选了我，我拣选了你们。
And appointed you that you would go and bear fruit.
并且分派你们去结果子。
And that your fruit would remain.
叫你们的果子长存。
You know, the fruit and the tree has the same life.
我们知道果子和树有同样的生命。
We can do different works.
我们可以做不同的事。
But we hope for one thing, and that is the same fruit.
但是我们希望一件事，这就是一样的果子。
Works is talking about actions, different deeds.
工作是讲到行动，不同的作为。
Fruit is talking about the succession of lives.
果子是讲到生命的延续。
Jesus Christ chose us so that we can bear fruit.
耶稣基督拣选我们，所以我们可以结果子。
And so chapter 16.
所以第十六章
verse 12 it gives us a very key verse.
所以第十二章第十六章十二节给我们
It says that I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
第十二节说到我还有好些事要告诉你们，但是你们现在担当不了。
Jesus Christ already gave a very long sermon.
耶稣基督已经给了一个很长很长的道。
But then he said, I have more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now.
他说我还有更多的要讲，但是你们现在担当不了。
And verse 14 says, He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you.
他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
So Jesus Christ has to wait for us a little bit sometimes.
所以耶稣基督有时候必须要等一等我们。
When we are not willing to wash each other's feet, he has to wait a little bit.
当我们不愿意彼此洗脚的时候，他要等我们。
We won't understand chapter 14 until we start to wash each other's feet.
我们没办法了解第十四章，直到我们愿意彼此洗脚。
And so on to chapter 15.
继续到十五章。
Even when we come to chapter 15 and understand completely the mission for us is to bear fruit.
当即使我们读十五章，我们了解我们的意义是要能够结果实。
And Jesus Christ did not consider it all.
但是耶稣基督并不认为就是这样，就完全了。
And he said the Father has still things to glorify me and disclose to you.
他说这耶稣基督他说神还是要能够荣耀我。
The Son of God has complete trust in the Father that He will take over in our lives.
神子他对父神有完全的信赖，认为他会来掌握我们的生命。
And at the end of chapter 16,
在第十六章最后
then it comes chapter 17,
就变成了第十七章。
The Lord Jesus began to pray for His disciples.
第十七章，耶稣基督为他的门徒开始祷告。
And begin to pray all that belong to him.
为了所有属他的人祷告。
And Jesus said, Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me be with me where I am.
他说父。
verse 23. 第24节。Chapter 17.
父啊，我在那里，愿你所赐给我们的人也同我在那里。叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀，因为在创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
For you loved me before the foundation of the world.
因为你创立世界以前，你已经爱我了。
And Jesus Christ is simply passing on this love from him to his own.
耶稣基督只是把这个爱继续传递给属他的人。
And then the very last verse.
然后最后一节。
Jesus said, I have made your name known to them.
我已将你的名指示他们
and will make it known
还要指示他们
that the love with which you loved me may be in them
使你所爱我的爱在他们里面
and now is the issue not only we are abiding in Jesus Christ
所以我们不只是在耶稣基督里面
but Christ is abiding in us
但基督也在我们里面。
And in him there is this love that is going to help us to mature in Christ.
在他身上有这个爱能够让我们能够继续成熟在基督里。
Provided we understand the prayer of Jesus.
只要我们能够了解耶稣的祷告。
And as we understand his prayer in chapter 17.
当我们了解到他在第十七章的祷告的时候。
Then I'm sure we will begin to pray.
我非常的肯定我们就会自己开始祷告。
And chapter 14, Jesus asked us to pray.
第十四章他要我们祷告。
Chapter 15, Jesus asked us to pray.
第十五章耶稣基督要我们祷告。
Chapter 16, Jesus asked us to pray.
第十六章耶稣基督要我们祷告。
And if you would like, 14:13 is the verse.
如果你想要第十三十四是那个经节。
And Jesus said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do."
他说，你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就。
So that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
教父因儿子得荣耀。
15:16.
第十四章第十六节。
16:23.
16章23节
Now we know that in each of these chapters, at the end of it, Jesus always encouraged us to pray.
我们知道在这每一章，在每一章的最后，耶稣基督一直鼓励我们要 祷告。
And at the end, Jesus himself prayed about this fact.
在第十七章，耶稣基督他自己也祷告。
It is important for Christians to read the Bible and understand it.
对我们基督徒而言，读圣经而且了解圣经是很重要的。
But understand it is one thing.
但是了解是一件事。
Pray about it and until this becomes our fact is another thing.
但是一直的祷告，直到这件事成为事实真理是另外一件事。
Jesus Christ did not only want to preach a message.
耶稣基督并不是只是想要传一篇道。
He wanted the message to reach into his own.
他想要这个讯息能够传到属他的人里。
And in every one of these chapters, Jesus say, whatever you ask, Father will give you.
在这里头每一章耶稣基督都说，不管你要什么，父都会给你。
Whatever you ask, I will do for you.
不管你要什么，我就会如此这样做。
Jesus Christ is very eager for his love to contain us.
耶稣基督非常非常的迫切，希望他的爱能够包含着我们。
But he is also very eager for his love to enter in us.
他也更迫切，他也希望他的爱能够进入我们里头。
When we are found in Christ, we are blameless God's own people.
当我们在基督里头发现的时候，我们是无可指责神自己的人。
That is the effect of redemption.
这就是救赎的效果。
When Christ's love enters into us and he becomes the Lord of our life.
当耶稣基督的爱进到我们心里，他成为我们个人的救主。
That is the time we can love one another.
那就是我们可以彼此相爱的时候。
And greater work shall we do.
我们能够做更大的事。
Let's sing hymn number 12.
我们一起唱第十二，诗歌第十二首。